Let's take your inside living outside. Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome into Experience Wisconsin. So glad you've chosen to spend part of it with us. What a great Saturday it's going to be. Pretty good weekend in general. Maybe a little rain tomorrow. You know, a couple things about this time of year that I really, really love. Summerfest is rocking. That's right. First weekend continues today. Summerfest, the best bands, the best food. It's along the lake. It's just a really special kind of vibe, a really cool place. Also, it's strawberry picking time. Great memories when my kids were small of taking them out into the strawberry fields and eating more than we actually brought home. But it's strawberry season. As a matter of fact, Strawberry Festival in Cedarburg is next Sunday. It's a really cool time of year to be in Wisconsin. So much to do. Let's pack it in. We've got some great ideas for you coming up on this week's Experience Wisconsin show. Savannah Schindler, Beloit. I love Beloit's downtown. Savannah will be with us coming up after the break. We'll head to Jefferson and talk to Ann Sayers, the travel secretary, about agritourism. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Let's start in Beloit. A lot of stuff going on in Beloit. They've got the water. They've got the downtown. They've got it all. Savannah Schindler is the Director of Communication for Visit Beloit. Hi, Savannah. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me today.
Oh, it's always good to have you. All right, let's start. We got so much to discuss. It's family fun. Tell us about Pearl Lake.
Yeah, so summer is here in Beloit, and the calendar is just packed with activities and events to do with the family. So we have Pearl Lake, and it's located in South Beloit, Illinois, just across the Wisconsin border, and it's one of the Midwest's best places for fun in the sun, John.
I love it. Okay, what kind of things can you do there?
So the beach is open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's $25 per person. And then those ages 2 and under, they get in for free. It's open all the way through Labor Day weekend. So plenty of time still to get out and enjoy the sun.
Beach amenities, too. The beach is really the deal, right?
It sure is. It truly looks like you're vacationing in the Caribbean, John. So definitely want to check that out. Crystal clear waters with up to 70 feet of visibility. They have an awesome outdoor playground that's inflatable. It's right on the water. Kayak rentals and paddleboard rentals. So much, John.
So fun. Is there food and drink?
There is, yeah. So they have local food trucks that come in daily. And also they have food and drinks that are available at the clubhouse.
DJs and live music on some days. Can you stay on the property?
You sure can, yeah. So if you have an RV, they have an RV resort, full hookup RV sites, and they have those seasonal and daily rates. They have great amenities for all the campers. They have a brand new playground, a pickleball and basketball court, a fun house with arcade games, a ping pong table, and pool inside.
Wow, that's nice. I heard you can even scuba dive there. Is that right?
You can, yeah. So on select days, they have an awesome little area where you can go scuba diving. Very fun.
Is fishing a thing?
That is too, yeah. They have so many fun things at Pearl Lake, so fishing is one of them as well.
That is amazing. So that's Pearl Lake, $25 a day. You get access to all this stuff. That sounds really super cool. Savannah Schindler is with us, the Director of Communication for Visit Beloit. I wanted to ask you about the farmers market because people say that the one in downtown Beloit is one of the best in the state. Give us the details on the farmers market.
Yeah, so we're in farmers market season here in Beloit. Every Saturday from May through October, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine, we have the farmers market located in the heart of downtown Beloit.
How many years has it been going on? Give us some of the history.
Yeah, so it's been running for a long time now, more than 50 years.
Wow.
It started in 1975 and continues to be the second largest farmers market in Wisconsin.
How many people? Give us some idea of the scope.
Yeah, so this farmers market is on State Street and Grand Avenue, and it draws nearly 6,000 visitors each week, John. So it's very impressive. You got to come and check it out.
That's amazing. More than 130 vendors. What sort of vendors? Can you run through some of what people will see?
Yeah, so local produce, organics, baked goods, plants, flowers, crafts, of course, that Wisconsin cheese, mm-hmm. and so much more. And really more and more vendors set up throughout the season. So you have plenty of time to grab all your goods.
I love the flowers. That's really, really cool. I just love the fresh flowers from the local fields that come in. What about activities for kids?
Yeah, so plenty of other activities besides the shopping. They have live music performances that happened every Saturday, face painting and balloon animal making stations for the kiddos. You can also grab lunch from the food trucks that are kind of sorted around the area or other downtown restaurants. We have plenty to choose from. And then you can explore the 30 different shops that we have in downtown Beloit.
I love Beloit's downtown. It really is a really cute, cool downtown. All right, if outdoor recreation is your deal, can you rent some of this stuff? Maybe talk about kayaks, starting with that.
Yeah, so you can rent kayaks in Beloit. We have two different locations. We have the John Rose Canoe and Kayak Launch, and then as well as Rotary River Center at Riverside Park. These are really cool, unique self-serve kiosks. It's a really quick online rental. You can rent either single or tandem kayaks, so perfect for if you have a group of people, you want to go kayak with them. It's great, and they have all the equipment there for you, too, like life jackets and paddles. It's a really fun opportunity, especially on Friday nights, John. We have an awesome concert series that is going on in the summertime. It's called Music at Harry's Place,
Ooh.
And from 7 to 9 p.m., you can listen to live music and get out on the water.
That sounds so fun. You can also rent a paddle boat, a tandem bike, a kayak. There's concessions. It is so fun. It's perfect. What's the website if people want more information on the stuff in Beloit?
Yeah, you can find all these activities and events to do at visitbeloit.com.
That's so easy. Savannah Schindler is the Director of Communication at Visit Beloit. Savannah, thank you so much. It's always fun to catch up.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, us too. Pearl Lake. That is such a cool place, Pearl Lake. You got to check that out. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head to Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hope you're having a fantastic Wisconsin weekend. Thanks for making us part of it here on Experience Wisconsin. A little bit later on, it is the Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers. First, let's head to Jefferson. The executive director of the Jefferson Area Chamber of Commerce and executive director of tourism for the city of Jefferson is Lori Strachey, and Lori is with us. Lori, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Jefferson gearing up for Independence Day week, all the celebrations. Tell us what you have planned.
Absolutely. Jefferson's Independence Week celebration begins on Thursday, June 25th, as our community celebrates Jefferson's 190th birthday. The evening features the Main Street Big Band performing at 6:30 p.m. at Rotary Waterfront Park, along with free birthday cake for everyone attending. The celebration continues on Saturday, June 27th, with Jefferson's America's 250th celebration, once again at Rotary Waterfront Park. The day begins with a motorcycle ride at 9 a.m., followed by a full afternoon and evening of family-friendly entertainment. Guests can enjoy the Jefferson's Lions Club Shrimp Boil, free boat rides on the Rock River, a dunk tank, live music throughout the day, and bands starting at 2 p.m. featuring Hurricane Gumbo Zydeco Band, mm-hmm. Twang Dragons, and the Pink Houses. There will be food and beverages available for purchase throughout the day, and the evening concludes with a spectacular drone show at dusk along the Rock River. On Thursday, July 2nd, you can enjoy a free concert in the park featuring the playlist at 6:30 p.m., and then on Friday, July 3rd, experience First Fridays in historic downtown Jefferson, where local shops stay open late and visitors can stroll downtown, shop, dine, and enjoy the community atmosphere before the holiday weekend. Also on July 3rd, there will actually be a wreath-laying ceremony at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 p.m. to honor Private Elida Brown, who is a veteran of the American Revolutionary War, who is buried right here in Jefferson. Independence Week wraps up with a celebration of fireworks display in the evening at the Jefferson County Fair Park.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. So patriotic, so family friendly. I also want to ask you about the Concerts in the Park series. This has really become a cool summer tradition. Tell us about Concerts in the Park.
Yes, each week on Thursday evenings, the Jefferson Live Music Foundation hosts free concerts in the park. These concerts are held every Thursday through August at the Rotary Park, and concerts begin at 6:30 p.m. There's free admission and plenty of free parking with concessions available for purchase for everyone in the family. And each week features a different genre of music, offering something for everyone's taste to enjoy and discover throughout the season. So we encourage everyone to bring a lawn chair and the family and join us.
I love it. That's so fun. Lori Strachey's with us from Jefferson. The Jefferson County Fair is also a big deal. Give us some of the highlights of the fair.
The Jefferson County Fair is going to return on July 8th through the 12th. There has been a fair in Jefferson County since 1853.
Wow.
And fair food is always a fair favorite, as we know, with a strong lineup of classic favorites this year, along with new vendors to provide options for every day of the fair. We have several items that are making their fair their first. So including this year, a stand-up comedy showcase in the grandstand on Friday, a bingo bash that's happening on Sunday, and the Queen City Stunt Circus will be providing jaw-dropping stunts and entertainment all week. There's three tractor pulls. There's a truck pull. There's a horse pull on Saturday. We're featuring bulls and barrels. And, of course, there's going to be a demo derby on Sunday. And the best part about the Jefferson County Fair is that all shows are included with the admission ticket. So this includes the truck and tractor pulls, the rodeo events, and everything. So, and parking is free too, so that's an extra bonus. And people can visit the entire schedule at jcfairpark.com for all the event times and information.
It's that easy. Also wanted to ask you about a really cool, unique Japanese cultural experience this summer. Take us inside that. Tell us about it.
One of Jefferson's most unique summer events takes place on Saturday, July 18th, with the second annual Kikkoman Cookout. This is held along the beautiful Rock River in downtown Jefferson from 1 to 5 p.m. This is a one-of-a-kind premier event that combines food, culture, and family fun. Visitors can enjoy Japanese cultural performances, including the powerful rhythms of taiko drumming and the beautiful sounds of koto string music. There will be family-friendly activities all day, which include a watermelon smash, which is similar to our version of piñata. Mm-hmm. There's origami folding. There's a wind chime craft station and a kimono photo booth that are being featured this year. Admission and parking are free for this event, and if patrons wish, they can purchase a $10 ticket for a chef sampling, which will include 10 unique food samplings prepared by local chefs, each featuring a different Kikkoman sauce. It's a fantastic opportunity to experience a creative culinary flavors, and tickets can be purchased online at jeffersonchamberwi.com. And we'll also have additional food and beverages available from food trucks serving both American and Japanese cuisine, including some Japanese beer from Asahi.
For information on all the great stuff happening this summer, you heard the website, jeffersonchamberwi.com. Lori Strach is the executive director of the chamber. Lori, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Up next, our weekly conversation with the travel secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week's topic was a really interesting one. We all know agriculture is an economic driver in our state. It's also a cool tourist thing, especially for families. A lot of interesting stuff you can do from north to south and east to west. Agritourism was the focus of our conversation this week with Ann Sayers. I like this topic. It's very Wisconsin. It's a big deal in our state, isn't it?
We are an agricultural powerhouse. Just think of the milk, the cheese, the potatoes, the cherries, the cranberries, and so much more.
And it's so nice to learn about the field-to-fork process, Ann.
Yes, you can learn so much up in Portage County. It's the Food and Farm Exploration Center. It's a must-visit learning center to learn the story of farming in Wisconsin. And you will know you're there when you spot the 39-foot-tall potato masher sculpture. It is the largest in the world. It's going to greet you right upon arrival. It's an ode, of course, to the potato farming of central Wisconsin. The Exploration Center features hands-on exhibits, so you can immerse yourself in the science and process of modern agriculture. It's so fun. Guests of all ages are invited to embrace curiosity. There's interactive gallery that includes immersive simulators, real-world equipment, and engaging activities. You can check out the Farm Tech Shed for cutting-edge machinery that feeds the nation. Play with the little ones in the Seedlings Gallery, and then time up your trip with one of the many events that they hold there.
Oh, that sounds so fun. What if actually picking the fruit fresh is on your agenda, Ann?
I mean, that's a favorite in Wisconsin too. And now that summer's in full steam, you can enjoy the fruits of the season. Discover a strawberry picking destination up in northwest Wisconsin. It's Govan's Farm. It's near Menominee. They grow a 9-acre patch of mouth-watering strawberries. The fruit can be picked starting mid-June for about 3 weeks. Or consider a visit this weekend for Govan Farm Strawberry Festival. That runs June 20th through the 21st. It features strawberry-themed food, live music, sheep herding demonstrations, family-friendly activities, jam-making classes, recipe contests, so much more. And enjoy more Wisconsin-grown fruit by picking the famed cherries of Door County. Door County cherry picking season typically runs from mid-July to mid-August. You're going to find sweet cherries for eating and popular Montmorency cherries that are ideal for baking. And Soren's Valhalla Orchards grows both varieties. So the whole family is going to love the experience of picking those cherries straight from the trees. And the owners even hide, this is so sweet, little statues of garden fairies throughout the orchard to delight your little visitors.
That's so nice.
It's so cute.
I love that.
I know.
And also, it's June Dairy Month in.
Yes, it is. Happy June Dairy Month. This is an annual recognition that uplifts the importance of Wisconsin's 5,000 dairy farms. And we have 1.27 million cows. And of course, we're celebrating the products made from their milk. Sassy Cow Creamery, this is a go-to destination in southern Wisconsin for touring a working farm. It's a very popular ice cream maker. It's about 20 minutes north of Madison. And they invite guests to tour the farm throughout the summer. You'll meet their herd of friendly cows whose milk is then turned into delicious ice cream. Definitely don't forget to stop into the store for a scoop or two or three of the finished product. Delicious. In Monroe, you can travel back in time to the early days of cheesemaking. It's the National Historic Cheesemaking Center and Museum. They tell the story of cheesemaking from the 19th century into the early 20th century. They have knowledgeable docents and veteran cheesemakers that lead tours of the museum Thursdays through Sundays. I love it there. And then finally, plan a trip to a Wisconsin County Fair for Agricultural Fun for All. Each county fair has its own unique appeal, but one thing binds them all, and it's, of course, agriculture. You'll find agricultural displays, competitions, and contests at each fair. The season's kicking off. It's June 24th at the Outagamie County Fair. You'll find a county fair nearly every week from now through mid-September.
Anne, what's on your calendar? We kind of live through you. What's on your calendar the next couple of weeks? What fun places in our beautiful state are you headed?
Gosh, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin. We're starting to see some cruise ships coming in, so that's pretty exciting. Road America is heating up with their races. There's the dairy month and dairy activities going on. There's a lot happening.
A state fair. Will we see you at State Fair,
yes,
Anne?
Absolutely. Will not miss it.
Oh, good.
We love that. For more information on all the cool stuff that Anne talked about, including lodging recommendations, they have a cool tab I love, which has the festivals each weekend. Check out travelwisconsin.com. That's it. Travelwisconsin.com. Anne Sayers is the travel secretary. Always so great to catch up. Thank you so much, Anne.
Same. Thank you.
All right. As we get out of here, quick reminder, Summerfest, the first weekend, continues this weekend, then two more after that. So many really cool things that you can check out. Couple quick thank yous on the way out the door. Savannah Schindler in Beloit, thank you so much. Lori Strachey in Jefferson, always appreciated. And, of course, the travel secretary, Anne Sayers. For more information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Enjoy the rest of your great Wisconsin weekend.